thing, and it makes you feel good, is that it was really unconscious. It was just all of this stuff is for fun. Trailers are cool. They're fun. There's nothing really serious about them. They're made for a relaxation, for vacations, for good times. And that was the mindset that I had when I started working on them. And it's the mindset that I still have. And I like that it's really cool that a number of neat things have come to pass because of it. I don't know, I'm kind of flabbergasted by it sometimes. It's kind of an amazing story. What a fun story.
Well, yeah, it's really great. The design concepts on the trailer that you design, it's a limited edition Bambi.
Yeah.
What kind of differences did you was your take on the what you felt the design should be?
I had a trailer shipped to me last spring. They shipped me a 19-foot CCD Bambi. I wanted to have something just to look at and get a good feel for how it was being. The space was being utilized. And since that was pretty much the most popular platform that they're selling, the CCD, I asked them to ship me one.
Okay. So you got some kind of vibes from that?
Yeah, you know, I think, I don't know about other people, but I need to be in something or be around it for a while to sort of get a sense of what it's like and how it feels if you're going to actually use this thing for camping, sitting, any type of extended period of time you're going to be in this thing. So I spent a lot of time in it in the spring, and I noted there were features in it that I felt that were positive features and also negative things.
Mm-hmm.
In my own way, with what I know and the way I see things, built an interior that I liked. That I thought, if this was my trailer, my blank canvas, I'm building it for myself, this is what I'd like to have for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I know from past experience that if I trust my gut and do something that I think is honest and it makes me feel good, other people will like it.
Right.
And with that in mind, that's how I designed the trailer.
Now, you're used to doing one-of type designs, though, like your 68. This one's going to be designed fairly mass-produced, 75 units, that a factory is going to have to be to reproduce what you come up with, your design.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
How did that affect the design?
I've made fixtures for companies. I mass-produced things before, is what I'm trying to say. I can think in those terms while I'm making something. So while I was working on designing an interior for that unit, I was one of the considerations that I had was this needs to be reproduced and duplicated, and it needs to be not only duplicated but at a reasonable cost. It's not something that can cost so much money that it's cost prohibitive to make. So there are a number of parameters to think about when you're making something that somebody else is going to produce, and it needs to make a profit on selling that also. It's certainly not going to be the cheapest trailer.
Right.
But it's it can be duplicated.
Now, is there a difference between being able to design something, you know, pretty much on your own through vintage trailering, or having to work closely with a large corporation?
This project with Airstream was, they were really receptive to pretty much whatever I wanted to do. We had some ground rules at the beginning of the project about the bathroom was going to be where it is. We're not going to change that, nor are we going to refix your a supplier to make it a different size. The fiberglass unit, it was what it was. And there were some other parameters about utilities and plumbing. We wanted to keep things fairly similar to what was in the CCD Bambi. Aside from some physical limitations where things were and how they wanted to keep things, they pretty much let me do anything I wanted. Within reason. I mean, it kept them abreast of what I was working on, and also they had a floor plan. I did a layout, an initial layout of how I felt I was going to build the interior, and I started building mock-ups when I had the CCD Bambi here. I did disassemble part of that trailer while it was in my possession, and I made mock-ups of the dining area, the kitchen. I wanted to get a feel for how that stuff felt in that trailer.
The CCD model, that's kind of...